It's Mulberry Christian Radio with our religious news report. A 26-year-old Syrian who shared the ideology of the Islamic State group has turned himself in after allegedly killing 3 people and injuring 8 others with a knife at a festival in the western German city of Solingen, prosecutors say. And 3 years after withdrawal, Taliban rules Afghanistan. This week will mark the 3-year anniversary of President Joe Biden's chaotic and deadly withdrawal of U.S. troops from Afghanistan. And French President Emmanuel Macron said there had been another terrorist attack against the Jewish community that left one police officer injured following an explosion outside a synagogue. And the Islamic State group claimed responsibility on Saturday for a knife attack in the western German city of Solingen that killed 3 people and injured 8. And Hamas said that it rejects new Israeli conditions put forward in Gaza's ceasefire hostage talks, raising concerns there won't be a breakthrough in efforts to end the 10-month-old war as fears mount of a broader armed conflict in the region. And Hezbollah leader Sayed Hassan Nasrallah did not rule out more massive attacks against Israel after his group fired hundreds of rockets and drones into the Jewish nation following Israeli airstrikes in Lebanon. And Kamala Harris has told Americans that voting for her will turn a fresh page in the country's politics and keep an unserious man out of the White House while trying to receive the support of pro-Palestinian protesters by embracing Palestinian self-determination. And Pastor Johannes John Hus Lamenta, the restless, dedicated Secretary General of Indonesia's main Pentecostal denomination, has died, Christians confirmed to Worthy News. And 1 year after devastating Islamic riot against Christians in Jallianwala, Pakistan, in August last year, just 12 of the more than 300 people arrested are facing trials, Morningstar News reports. Islamic Majority Pakistan ranked 7 on the Open Doors World Watch List 2024 of the top 50 countries where Christians are persecuted. And prominent Yemen Christian activist Abdul Saeed Abdo has started a hunger strike from prison in Egypt in protest how the Egyptian government has treated him, International Concerns reports. And dozens of people were killed in southwestern Pakistan where separatists and other Islamic terrorists attacked targets before the military responded. And Israeli Defense Minister Gallant cautioned that Iran aggression has reached an all-time high during a meeting with U.S. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, General Charles Q. Brown, in a meeting held in Tel Aviv. And a county court in Ohio issued a temporary injunction to block several state statutes that collectively mandate a 24-hour waiting period for women seeking an abortion, the Associated Press reports. Ohio's Republican Attorney General David Yost said he will appeal the decision. In a narrow majority decision last week, the Arkansas Supreme Court ruled that state voters will not be allowed to decide on an abortion rights ballot initiative in November because the signed petitions requesting the measure were not filed properly, the Associated Press reports. And in a victory for pro-life activists, Florida Supreme Court ruled that Amendment 4, a pro-choice measure to be voted on in the November ballot, can be accompanied by a financial statement warning that state taxpayers may have to pay for abortions if the amendment passes, the Washington Times reports. And 7 U.S. pro-life activists are facing up to 10 years in prison and or a fine after being convicted of violating the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act and engaging in a conspiracy against rights, Christian Post reports. And Wycliffe Associates, an international organization that empowers mother tongue Bible translators and partners with local churches in the advancement of Bible translations, has developed and launched an app for iOS and Android that brings the Bible's New Testament to life through 7 sign languages used in the African nations of Benin, Cameroon, Angola, Cote d'Ivoire, Ghana, Mali, Tanzania, and Togo. The Sign Language Bible is now available on Play Store. In Mexico last week saw demonstrations against the violation of religious freedoms as protesters gathered in Mexico City and the city of Axico to show their anger about how authorities have subjected a foster minority community to discrimination, violence, and arbitrary detention. Christian Solidarity Worldwide reports. In the book of Esther, we see how God raised up a young woman during a time of crisis to save her people, the Jews. Evangelist Lou Engel sees 2024 as another pivotal moment in history with God calling women to save this nation. Engel is calling 1 million women to the D.C. Mall in October for such a time as this. And Kamala Harris accepted the Democratic nomination and painted the election as a fight for America's future, saying Republican nominee Donald Trump would take America back into the past while she would lead the nation forward. Harris, who is seeking to become the nation's first female president, also pledged to help legalize abortion nationwide once again if elected. The Supreme Court's decision overturning Roe v. Wade sent the issue back to the states. More than 31.8 million Nigerians, including Christians, are acutely short of food due to attacks by Islamic fighters and the removal of fuel subsidies, while deadly flooding also contributed to the crisis, Nigeria's government and others said. In a daring operation amid ongoing clashes, Israeli forces rescued a Bedouin man during an operation in war-torn Gaza more than 10 months after Hamas abducted him in Israel. In an interview with Israel's newspaper, Israel Defense Forces General Abbas, head of control at the Northern Command Central Operations Room, disclosed that the recent operations against Hezbollah was the result of months of meticulous preparation. Hezbollah is trying to assess the extent of the damage they sustained, he stated. And since the war in Gaza began last October, Israel reported that 500 transport planes and 107 ships have delivered over 50,000 tons of armaments and military equipment from the United States to Israel. And Israel's military said they used the drone to attack an operations room, killing 5 terrorists in Tel Aviv in the Palestinian enclave of the West Bank, also known by its biblical name, Judea and Samaria. And Christians in Indonesia appealed for prayer as security forces crushed nationwide protests against attempts by parliamentary allies of outgoing President Joko Widodo to change regional elections legislation in their favor. And a report from the Pew Research Center released uncovered that Christians and Jews were leading global migration trends, highlighting the significant role these religious groups played in the international movement of people. The study, which analyzed data from a United Nations sources and over 270 census and surveys, revealed that Christians and Jews were overrepresented among most migrants compared to their global population shares. And the administration of outgoing U.S. President Joe Biden still believes it can broker a normalization agreement between Israel and Saudi Arabia before the November U.S. presidential election. And Israel carried out a major military operation in northern Samaria, targeting the city of Jenin and adjacent areas. The operation, which involved both ground troops and airstrikes, led to the deaths of at least 9 Palestinians. And in a possible response to global outbreak of anti-Semitism that followed Hamas's October 7th attack on Israel last year, almost 30,000 Jews have immigrated to the Jewish state since Damascus, the Times of Israel reports. This surge is the largest since 2022, when following Russia's invasion of Ukraine, 73,000 Ukrainians and Russians immigrated to Israel. And reversing the lower district court's decision, the United States Court of Appeals for the 11th Circuit ruled that Florida can enforce a law that prohibits doctors in the state from prescribing puberty blockers or conducting sex change surgeries to minors under the age of 18, the Christian Post reports. As predicted by Christian rights groups, Nicaragua's authoritarian government is set to begin taxing tithes and offerings collected by churches in an effort to tighten its control over religious institutions, Christianity Today reports. And a group of Chicago street ministers share the gospel and the love of God outside the Democratic National Convention in the Windy City, CBN News reports. The evangelists are members of Chicago for Jesus, a multi-denominational group based at the city's Metro Praise International Church. And Yawavi Sabaki, a Ugandan evangelist who led Muslims to Christ and discipled them, was brutally murdered by the gospel, by Islamic extremists in eastern Uganda earlier this month, Morningstar News reports. Christianity is illegal in Uganda, but evangelists and Muslim converts are vulnerable to violent attacks and murder by Islamic extremist elements in the country. Israel Defense Minister Gallant, in a meeting with Israeli Defense Forces Chief of Staff and other defense officials, announced his intention to expand the goals of the war to include a safe return of residents who had evacuated from the north back to their homes. An archaeologist excavating in the old city of Jerusalem have uncovered an exceedingly rare, highly artistic 27-year-old stone seal that was probably made by a local Judite craftsman, World Israel News reports. And while still engaged in the war with Hamas in Gaza and battling Hezbollah in Lebanon, the Israeli Defense Forces carried out a targeted drone strike in Syria and killed Firas Qassam, a senior member of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad organization, who was reportedly on his way to attack Israel, the Times of Israel reports. Hate crimes have skyrocketed in New York over the past 5 years, according to a new report by State Controller Thomas DiNapoli, which revealed nearly half of the incidents reported last year targeted Jewish states. Jewish people. Following the 2022 decision by the U.S. Supreme Court to revoke the federal right to abortion up to viability and return the issue to individual states to decide, at least 9 states will have pro-choice abortion measures on their November 2024 ballot, Forbes reports. The 9 states with confirmed ballot measures are Arizona, Colorado, Florida, Maryland, Missouri, Montana, New York, Nevada, and South Carolina. A federal court ruled, while a related lawsuit precedes, nonprofit pro-life pregnancy centers in New York are allowed to tell women that the effects of abortion pill drugs can be safely reversed for a healthy pregnancy to continue, CBN News reports. And members of a thriving Baptist church in Western Uzbekistan say local authorities have begun demolishing their worship facility as part of a broader crackdown on devoted Christians. And around 60 people were baptized, with 800 to 1,000 people in attendance at an Ohio State University gospel event hosted by Ohio State football players. The Latin Students newspaper reports, those in attendance were treated to hearing the word of God and personal testimonies with the opportunity to give their lives to Christ. There was concern Thursday about 3 Christian youngsters in Pakistan, including a 12-year-old girl who was forced to marry and convert to Islam, while 2 18-year-old brothers were charged with blasphemy, several sources said. And this concludes our religious news broadcast, brought to you by Mulberry Christian Radio. Until next time, have a stay.